We're very, very honored to have some very good friends in the studio with us this morning, and they're going to talk about family and what it means to be part of a family and take care of one another. We have Bud Myers and his wife Carol Myers are here. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about Alzheimer's and caregivers and what that means to different families and how it happens and what happens when you get involved in this. None of us would ever choose this route, but some of us find us in that position, and it is a tough road to go, but with enough love and patience, it can work for a lot of families. We have a fact here: in 2016, 15.9 million families and friends were caregivers to Alzheimer's patients. I want to start with Carol, and your story is very personal to you, and you have taken on pretty much a full-time job of taking care of your sister, your sweet, beautiful sister, who I've known for years and has really been through a lot already, hasn't she?
She has. No one saw this coming. It's been a little over 7 years. She was extremely successful, had her own business, very well known, extremely intelligent, and we were blindsided by the diagnosis that she had early onset Alzheimer's.
This is not an elderly person at all. As a matter of fact, pretty much in the prime of life.
She was 53 when we confirmed that.
Yeah. And just, she was rolling. Like you said, business owner, mom, just athletic person. You can't even imagine what would be waiting down the road for her. When this all started, obviously, this has happened in phases, as life does. Did you have any idea what you were in for?
None. Everyone that I had ever come in contact with, they were in their 70s or 80s. And it was a slow loss of memory. This, from what we've researched and going to John Hopkins later, found out that it goes a little bit faster when they're younger with the brain. So it the stages have gone through. In her seventh year, she's where a lot of older people would be 15 years mm-hmm. to 20 years later if they were older.
Yeah. Physically, how is she?
Physically, I think she's blessed because she can still walk. She still laughs and smiles. Mentally, she is pretty much beginning her final stage of Alzheimer's, where she needs assistance with just about everything in her day-to-day.
Your husband, Bud Myers, is a music guy. And you got music involved with this.
So you guys, because you're so active, it wasn't enough just to make sure that Darlene got into a good facility for her healthcare needs, but you decided to take on a great project this summer, a concert series, because we know that music and memories are tied so together. And like Bill said, Bud is the music guy of the group here. So tell us about this music series and why you wanted to put this together.
Well, we had been using music really just to cope. What we found is we loaded up her iPod with the music of the 60s. And when we were keeping her and doing 24/7, it was really provided us with a break, because when we had that music on, you could see her spirits lift and she smiled and she'd even move and dance. And you know, it's well documented across the country how music has done that. It's taken some very severe patients and all of a sudden they come to life because of the music. So we've done that. We've made special events where we would take CDs that we made, put them in the car, and have her drive around and see things and sing to the music. So music, we know, is just an important part of the healing process, or, again, trying to cope. When Carol came up with the idea a couple of years ago of starting to bring in musicians and doing the concerts, I knew it would not only benefit the patients and the people with Alzheimer's, but, you know, the other part of this is really about the caregivers, because you're looking at 3/4 of caregivers are women. 2/3 of them are 65 and over. So they've already should be at a part of life where they're not having issues, but they're having to strap this problem on. Another 20% are women who are sandwiched in between having to care for the Alzheimer patient and then having maybe an 18-year-old at home and having to deal with. So you're dealing with a highly leveraged, stressed lifestyle. And so what we found is when you come into a facility, is no matter how great it is and how beautifully it's decorated, there's rarely an event that comes into play that is happy or uplifting. You're looking for the uplifting moment, but it's not there. So what I think the concert series has done is it gives another point where families can come together, can come into the facility, and they can sort of play on each other's energies. They can understand that everybody is in this together. I think a wise woman once said it takes a village. I think that's pretty much the way that it is. So that's the series of the concerts has a multiple effect.
Well, and what's really been great about this series is that it's not just limited to the facility that you're at. This has actually been open and free to the public, which is such a great service for everyone.
Yes, we found when we started this this is Darlene's third center, but that it created so much positive energy that the facilities themselves decided to start advertising. And they put out signs, they did print, and they started to invite people in. And that helps them let other families coming in to get extra care instead of doing it home, because the transition is extremely difficult to anyone that's thinking about moving their loved ones into a 24/7 center where they can get extra help.
You guys were lucky enough to have some pretty high-end entertainment, too. Can you name some of the folks that were there? I was there for a couple of concerts. Tell us about them.
Well, obviously, Susan Greenbaum has been really, really helpful with this project. And one of the great things about Susan is that she's adapted her style to these performances, part of it being an inclusion, you know, a sing-along, you know, to try to get the families again together, you know, with the Alzheimer's caregiver. So it's been wonderful. We had Susie Mojo Johnson, who has been doing country music around the state for quite a while. She's great. And from
Kelly Moss with she sings with Mo Debris. She's going to be our next entertainer, which they go on the first Wednesday of every month through August.
And what's great about it is they all are willingly helpful. I mean, they all want to do this. They want to share their time, and they understand the benefits. I think they get a great deal out of it as well. Because when you do see it, when you see the live performance with the patients, they really are reacting. You know, it really does make a difference.
You know, Susan kind of, as you said, adapted her act, basically. She was doing 40s songs and early 50s songs, and everybody was singing along with them, some of the elderly patients. When you look down the road, do you want to continue this next year? Do you want to continue this all year round? What's the outlook now?
I think this is really a call to action. I appreciate you giving us this opportunity, because I think this is a call of action to anyone who could help in this situation. What we found is that these facilities, on a day-to-day basis, are strapped with just doing the daily operations, just getting the basics done. No matter how great the marketing is, they really have staff issues, turnover that is I would hate to have to deal with it. The human resources scenario. There's just ongoing issues. They need more help, and I think this is a huge volunteer situation where more people should try to get involved and provide their services to help in this kind of nature. So, yeah, we'd love to be able to do it ongoing, but it's something, we need a lot more energy and a lot more help.
It's bigger than you. It's bigger than your facility and the patients you're helping.
Absolutely.
We would even like to help other facilities, not just where Darlene is located, but anyone that's looking at adding a musical venue. We would be more than willing to help them get started just from what we've experienced.
Yeah, one of the things that I've found in developing products over the years is that, in fact, I tried to do a musical product that put certain decades onto like an MP3 style pendant that could be played, you know, for each individual generation. And what I found is it's just not hip. Businesses, manufacturers, they basically avoid the age, much less the disease. And so you're not going to get a lot of help. And it really does come from a grassroots movement.
Well, if you've got a church group, a synagogue, or Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, and you'd like to make a difference, a big difference, volunteering a couple of hours can make that difference. And I think once you try that and you see these families and you see what they're coping with, I bet that you'll get a lot more volunteers and it'll spread. And that's what we're here for today. I want to thank you both for sharing your story with us. It's a tough story to tell. It's a tough story to live. And we wish you best of luck in the future as you continue down this path, and appreciate all the love you've shown to so many people, not just your sister, but everybody at the center. Our very special guest, Bud Myers and Carol Myers, are here today, and we've been talking about caregiving for the families of Alzheimer's victims.